No vice chairman listed, chair not listed on the program.
No.
I don't know. Maybe that was my fault because I didn't.
Well, you can tell us right now. Six is you. We've confirmed
that. Yeah.
That's very good to know.
Right. Yeah, and Gerardo was my student.
Uh-huh.
And he was the vice chair. And see, he got to spend part of that $10,000.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What, in conclusion, Bob, can you speculate a little about, say some words about the importance of the Gordon conferences to science? Mm-hmm. How do you view that?
Well, I can tell you how what they've meant to me and to the science I've seen. I haven't been to a very large number of them. I've been mostly to about three of them, one of them in particular.
Inorganic and the others you've been to?
Oh, I went to one on the... building of electronic devices and the development of materials for that and then the building of these devices. Mm. And I went to one, to a couple on in biology, which was so far out of my range of expertise that I was useless. But the one I can get, I've been to an organic conference or two, and I can understand those. And I thought that in these areas, which were not so completely foreign to me, they were doing the thing which to me they were supposed to do. Some of them are dull. Some of the ones, I thought the one on electronic devices was dull because you had a bunch of industrial people there and they weren't going to tell you what they're doing for obvious reasons. And so they would pass the time of day and I had a couple of guys that were haranguing everybody about stuff and I just wondered how much they knew. But in inorganic chemistry, there have been a few bad conferences. Bad conferences, one where the topics are such that there's no controversy. There's no trying to thrash out where the truth lies. And most of these things are not so. And you can tell the difference. People are jumping up and down and jumping to be heard. And they're arguing after the sessions and stuff in loud voices. You know that you've got a good conference. It's a good conference because people are not simply listening and trying to capitalize or take something back to the company or back to the lab and say, look what I learned. These people are trying to thrash out basic scientific issues. And you can tell. There's a lot of those. And I think without those, science suffers. Everyone isn't like that. I can't even tell you whether a majority are like that or not, but from reading the reports, the scheduling and selection committee, I gather that a lot of them are like that. And so in that sense, I think they do an important job. And the other thing that they do, which is even more important, is If you go to an ACS meeting and you spend 10 minutes talking to a guy after he's given a talk and you've got to run off to give another talk or something like this, you don't get to know him or his science. On the other hand, if you spend an afternoon in a boat, you've got him in the front end and you're in the back, and you're talking to each other about what you're interested in, there is an awful lot more science developed there than there is in the first case. And that is the strength of the Gordon Conferences. They put you in a different venue. You're in a situation where, well, it's kind of a pleasant thing, unless you're being eaten alive, and it's not. And it puts you in a position where you get to know the person as an individual. And I know, I guess, one that last advantage is illustrated by the story I told you about Denny Elliott. If we hadn't been playing tennis together because we liked each other, that wouldn't have happened. And I didn't even ask him for money.
That's the most successful fundraiser of all.
I just told him how sad I was that I couldn't bring all these people over. And then I got this letter.
Bob, I think we're going to need to terminate it there, and I thank you very much. That's a very excellent, helpful view of the territory.
Well, I'm sorry that I tend to ramble a lot about other things, but I do like these conferences, and I think they're important.
That's apparent.